Here we go with episode 10 of season 8 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Tell your friends if you hadn't already. And I thank Hooters for their continuing presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Hooters is celebrating 40 years in honor of the anniversary. On the 4th of every month, Hooters will be hosting throwback events, bringing the 80s back with 83-cent wings and other great specials. Remember, they also have $6 drinks all day, every day, in addition to tons of great beer specials. Hooters, presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and for the first time since 2019, we will be live and in person with every one of you who wants to play for free. You got to pay for your food and drink, but you play for free in Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast leagues. Getting close to the cutoff. I've been talking about this now for 10 episodes of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast to get involved in our leagues. If you are able to join us in person for a live draft at a Hooters location in the Tampa Bay area to be announced, same with date and time, reach out to me. Now, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. I will actually respond to your email by telling you date, time, location. And then you can tell me if you're in and available and you'd like to participate, or based on that date, time, and location, you're out and you cannot make it. And I understand that. But it's not like I'm going to give out the date, time, and location here on the podcast, because I don't want some randoms, as much as I love all of you, I don't want you just showing up the night of the draft thinking you can play. That will be exchanged if you take the first step and reach out to me and say, yeah, here's my fantasy background. I'd love to be a part of this. Tell me more. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. I'm going to give it, I don't know, maybe this week. And then I'll have a number and I'll start figuring out the logistics and then go from there with those who want to participate. Again, my leagues always have been, always will be, absolutely free of charge. And I'm looking forward to being at Hooters to see everybody and to see how much Ira Kaufman can eat that night, from joebucksfan.com. We ended last week with the top 25 based on my 21st century standardized yardage-based scoring settings from the previous year, and taking those numbers based on overall rank, and then kind of looking at what's happened between the end of last season and now to evaluate what we think of the player going into this year. The reason why I do this is because so much of what I do from a draft standpoint personally is based off the numbers of the previous year. The majority of the numbers from the previous year give you enough of a sample to determine the player's value in the next year's draft. There are obvious exceptions, but you also cannot overreact. We have already talked about this with some of the top wide receivers in fantasy football and how there in recent years has been an overreaction when that receiver changes teams and you downgrade him. And that's wrong. In general, that's wrong. Receivers have proven recently they can change teams. Now, this isn't, there's a difference. We're talking wide receiver ones that change teams. I still remember when Alvin Harper left the Dallas Cowboys to get paid and to be a number one, which he wasn't going to be in Dallas because Dallas had Michael Irvin. Alvin Harper goes to Tampa Bay to get paid and be a number one wide receiver. And it did not work. It never had a chance. It was a terrible move for Alvin Harper. From a running back standpoint, it would be the same of, even though it was RB1 to RB1, it was when Edgerrin James left the Indianapolis Colts to get paid and later admitted when he, after a while with the Arizona Cardinals, that suddenly it wasn't as easy to be a productive running back in the NFL playing in Arizona as opposed to playing in Indianapolis, where every down you line up, the defense doesn't care if you get the ball because they don't want Peyton Manning to throw it. And the Colts won the Super Bowl the year after. Yeah, the year after Edgerrin James left town. Yeah. So, past season numbers, sure. And there are other dynamics that change. So we talk about those. I'm going to run through some more to start this week. I'm looking at 26 through 50. Can we get through 26 through 50 in one podcast? I'm going to have to go very fast. But these are all names of significance. Let's take the 25 I've already done. They're not all going to go. Tom Brady retired was one of the 25. So there was 24 that will be available in this year's draft. They're not all going to go in the first two rounds. We've even discussed where Daniel Jones goes. Is there someone in your league that already is saying, I'm going to get load up on other positions and I'm investing in Daniel Jones as my starting quarterback because he was a sneaky QB8 last year and he is more of a dual threat quarterback than Lamar Jackson is. So let's do 26 through, let's try to get through 50. Here we go. Last year's numbers, my 21st century, modernized, standard, yardage-based scoring settings. 26, Tony Pollard. He's now the number one guy in Dallas with Ezekiel Elliott gone. Deuce Vaughn will play. This is a situation worth monitoring. Pollard off a broken leg. So there are some factors here. Kellen Moore no longer calling the plays. Mike McCarthy is calling the plays. So there are some dynamics that will change as it relates to Tony Pollard. But him being overall number 26 last year is significant. And there are plenty of reasons to be optimistic about Tony Pollard this year. Overall, 27 last year was Tua Tagovailoa. He missed some games. You know what? He's probably going to miss some more games. You just hope it's not concussion-based. You just hope. He's very accurate. He accounted for 25 passing touchdowns last year. He's not a dual-threat quarterback. 23 rushes, 70 yards, no touchdowns rushing. But 25 touchdowns passing, 35-48. With a full season, he can get to 4,500 yards passing if he was able to play a full season. He still has offensive weapons around him to throw to and an offensive-minded, smart head coach in Mike McDaniel. Tua might be actually one of those guys, like a Daniel Jones, that people wait to draft their quarterback and invest in Tua. Maybe not as much because of the injury factor. Daniel Jones has shown the ability to be more durable, but still, Tua's numbers, despite not being a dual threat quarterback, overall 27. I wouldn't call him a QB1, but there's potential there for QB1 numbers. Overall 27. Overall 28 from last year, Stephon Diggs. Josh Allen got him the ball 108 times, 11 touchdowns, 1,429 yards receiving. Great numbers for Diggs as a wide receiver one. No change in offensive coordinator, no change in head coach, no change in quarterback. Really nothing to be that concerned about. As it relates to Diggs, another guy, right? Another wide receiver one that left Minnesota and maybe even got better going to Buffalo. Travis Kelce overall 29. Again, I do not play mandatory tight end leagues, but I maintain the integrity of quality tight ends, and there aren't many of them, by using one starting position that is a wide receiver slash tight end flex, and Travis Kelce is made for it. 208.3 points in my scoring settings last year. Caught two more balls than Diggs, 110. 1,338 yards, 12 touchdowns. Also had a two-point conversion. Kelce's value is phenomenal. For those of you playing in outdated mandatory tight end leagues, yeah, I understand the thought of taking Kelce in the first round. Heck, in my wide receiver tight end flex drafts, Kelce usually goes in the second round at the latest. Dalvin Cook was overall 30 last year, and at the time we record this podcast, Dalvin Cook remains unemployed. I would expect Cook to have employment by week two. And you're saying, well, what do you know that we don't? Why do you say week two? Why won't somebody bring him in now? The bulk of the cuts come right before week one. That's when the bulk of the cutdowns come now. Teams clearly have running backs in camp and want to see what they can do. The reason why I say week two is because any player on the opening day roster for a National Football League team, his entire salary for the year becomes guaranteed. Maybe you don't know that. You say, well, no, it has to be guaranteed by the contract. Yeah, the contracts are structured a certain way. But once you're on the week one roster, your salary is guaranteed for the entire year. They could cut you. Okay, so let's take a Lions player on Thursday night, and the Lions don't like what they see, and on Friday, they cut that guy. That guy gets his salary for the entire year. That's the way it works. And that's why some teams wait to bring in a new player until after week one. It's only one game. They get to evaluate the guys they've had in camp all along, get to see them, you know, in a game that matters. You know what? Yeah, now go get that guy. Because now we can bring him in. We're not on the hook for the whole year. If we bring him in and we don't like him after 2 weeks, we can cut him. We don't owe him for the whole season. So that's Dalvin Cook's situation. By the time you hit your fantasy drafts, you may know where Dalvin Cook is. I'd be very careful drafting Dalvin Cook, especially in the early rounds, even though him being overall number 30 last year justifies that had nothing changed in Minnesota, yeah, you can draft him as an RB1. He's not there anymore. Behind Kirk Cousins, getting the ball on the goal line. Cousins isn't going to call his own number on the goal line. Head coach with an offensive background. Familiarity with the offensive line. Comfort level. None of that exists. Just be careful as it relates to Cook. Overall 31, Russell Wilson. This has to get better. Sean Payton should make this better. Russell Wilson has always been sort of a love-hate fantasy quarterback anyway. I think we're still at that point, even though we're in new territory with Wilson. 35-24 passing yards, but only 16 passing touchdowns last year. Did get three rushing touchdowns and 277 yards rushing. We are up to number 32. Miles Sanders changed teams. No longer in Philly. No longer on the NFC champions. No longer behind Jalen Hurts. No longer behind a phenomenal offensive line. In a total transition situation with a rookie quarterback and a new head coach, albeit Frank Reich, Miles Sanders. You can make a case for him as an RB2. I think there are better RB2s out there, but it's not like the pool is very deep. Sanders last year in Philly, 1,269 yards rushing, 11 touchdowns, caught 78 balls, never caught a touchdown. If Jalen Hurts threw the ball near the goal line, he was not throwing it to Miles Sanders. Derek Carr is next. Another team change there. Carr goes from falling out of favor with the Raiders to being clearly the number one guy for the New Orleans Saints. 3,522 yards passing, with it, including the Raider benching at the end of last season. 24 touchdowns, not a dual threat. 102 yards rushing, no rushing touchdowns. I don't think Carr is a QB1. I actually didn't like the signing for the Saints. I am not as high on them as some are, even relative to their division. Aaron Jones is next, still in Green Bay, but now behind Jordan Love as the quarterback. Jones will still split some time with A.J. Dillon. Jones is always kind of sneaky good, especially, I'm not going to say right at the start of the season, but he usually hits his stride right late September, October. Man, he can have some huge games. 1,121 yards rushing last year, two touchdowns, only two touchdowns rushing, five touchdowns receiving, 395. You wonder, with the change from Rodgers to Love, does that change the receiving element? Was Jones a safety net? Did Rodgers like, look, Rodgers was a big Aaron Jones fan. Still is. Did Rodgers account for a lot of that 59 catches for 395 and five touchdowns? I think he did. I'm not saying Jordan Love can't throw the ball to Aaron Jones. I'm just saying it may be a little different. CeeDee Lamb next on the board. Dak Prescott's favorite target. Granted, Brandon Cooks is there now. 1,359 in the yardage for Lamb. 107 receptions, 9 touchdowns. Yeah, I think Cooks will get his share. But I also think Jordan Schultz not being there, even though the Cowboys drafted a tight end out of Michigan, I think that kind of offsets. I would expect Lamb's numbers to be similar, provided he stays healthy and Dak stays healthy. The rest of the top 50, and I'll just go by name, Kyler Murray, he's hurt. Until you know he's going to play, he might be a bench stash for you, but you're not spending a QB1 pick on Murray. Mariota was next, unsigned. Najee Harris is going to be an interesting, I think people are viewing him more as an RB2 this year. High volume, but just didn't get it done last year. Something seemed physically wrong with Harris. 1,034 yards, 7 touchdowns, 229 receiving for 3 receiving touchdowns. Rest of the top 50, Waddle, Stevenson, Prescott, Mixon, Etienne, Walker from Seattle, Zeke, Amari Cooper, Davis Mills, Alvin Kamara, remember, suspended first 3 games, Devontae Smith, and then Amon-Ra St. Brown comes in at number 50. All of that based on last year's scoring settings. If you want to ask any specific questions about any of these top 50, from my scoring settings last year and what it means for you this year as you start to visualize who you want on your fantasy team this year, guys you are hoping will be available at a particular spot in the draft, where you're slotting them, where you're hoping to get them, email me about those players. Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com, and remember to let me know if you would like to play in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Draft League this year, which will be at Hooters Your spot to catch all the games this season. Try our world-famous wings, delicious seafood, stack sandwiches, salads, and more. Thanks to Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Again, my email, wright.todd@yahoo.com. Reach out. Get involved in the podcast leagues. Get me involved in helping you for your fantasy drafts as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to this episode, number 10 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast.